Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:21 London summer time. Well, another interesting day in the markets. The commodities, especially the soft commodities, have been very interesting. Having rallied reasonably strongly over the last couple of days. Things like coffee, oats, corn, wheat, have really not done very well today. They haven't erased by any means the gains they made over the last couple of days, but they've definitely found some resistance following that rally that we had last week. So I'm wondering, is this sort of, was the rally that we saw just a result of the hurricane in Florida, and was that affecting, grain growers and coffee growers and orange orchards? And is it actually now affecting cotton crops? Because obviously there's a lot of cotton grown in the south of the US as well. Now, yesterday, and you'll see from the charts that I posted in comment of the day, that was a massive move. It hit its limit, so it couldn't have gone any higher. And it opened up today, but it sort of ran down for a lot of the session and has made up quite a bit of the ground in, say, the last half an hour or so. It's closed now, and it actually opened up on the day, so it opened up just over a dollar. Sorry, closed up on the day just by a dollar, so that's right at the end of the session. It just had that sort of final jump up. So that's looking quite good. Although, if we look at the other soft commodities, all the other soft commodities that I've mentioned, they all had two good up days, and then they had a down day today. So it'll be interesting to see what does cotton do tomorrow, because if it does have a down day just like the other ones have had, the only other exception about having a down day on the third day was the orange juice. That was actually the opposite. It jumped way up, jumped almost right up to the top of the high, up to the highs from last month. Then it fell, and then it fell again by $2 or $3 each day. And today, it sort of closed about the middle of the range. That was the last time I looked at it. I'll just pull that chart up to make sure. So it closed at $69, which is almost the middle of yesterday's range. What orange juice is going to do is anybody's guess, because there's not really any sort of precedent for the kind of move that we've seen in sort of recent history or in the charts of orange juice that I've seen. But going back to cotton, well, since it closed up today, and it had a really fantastic day yesterday, and the range on the day today, it does have a bit of a tail on it, sticking out the bottom, but it's definitely a tradable signal, so we'll see what happens. Of course, I mean, there are enormous bearish news stories out about cotton and the WTO talks, and if the US is forced to end subsidies on cotton growers in the South, it's going to absolutely flood the market with cheap cotton from developing countries. So that's definitely going to play, at least in the medium to long term, on cotton prices. But I seriously suspect that there's going to be absolutely no move on cotton subsidies before the US elections in November, considering that most of that cotton is grown in the southern states, which quite a few of which are swing states. So it might cotton may well be a sort of a short to medium term play over the next couple of months, but we'll see how that one sort of pans out. Then looking also at the feeder cattle, that's last time I looked at it, that was looking quite healthy as well today. It made another new high at 116.40. It's retreated from that high. It's pretty much at its open at the moment, and closed at 115.72 and a half. But again, that's still looking reasonably healthy. Now, looking at oil, oil made another new high today. But it kind of had a busy day, but it gave up some of those highs. It's currently at 47.20. The contract changed yesterday, so the high that it on this contract is 47.35, and that's from earlier on today. Now, natural gas. I haven't looked at that chart today. I'm just pulling it up, but that has really been in a severe downtrend. It's currently pretty much where it opened. It's at 5.38. It rallied up quite a bit early on in the session, but it seems to have given all that up at the moment, and it's currently sitting pretty close to the opener, which is pretty close to the bottom. And home heating oil is more or less tracking the oil price, and that's currently at 122.10, and that's also had quite a big range on the day, and it's just a little bit down. It's down almost 10 cents, but that's still trading. So we'll see where that one finishes up. Now the indices. If we look at the second section in Japan, you see it's really flirting with the 3,000 level. It's at 2,990. It's where it closed. So that's sort of a short-term break. It's gone down for the last 4 or 5 days. And even though the Nikkei was up today, it was up almost 50 points. It's very much at the bottom of its range. So we'll see if it's going to rally up from there. But looking at the U.S. ones, the U.S. indices, that's like the Dow and the S&P and the Nasdaq Composite and the Nasdaq 100, they're all just up inside the bottom of the range from last week. So the Dow is currently up 61. It's at 10,033, so it's back up above that psychological 10,000 level. The S&P 500 is up almost 10 points at 1091. So that's sort of back up above that 1080 level. The Nasdaq Composite is at 1,000, well, 1,800, excuse me, 1,821, up 26. So that's, I mean, that's for the Nasdaq Composite, that's up 1.5%. So these are all quite good moves. So we'll see if they're maintained for the next 3 or 4 hours in the U.S. And we'll see, if in the next couple of days they don't just sort of bounce back down again. But if they can spend a couple of days, building a base above that range level, say the 1080 level, or in the S&P, or the 10,000 level on the Dow Jones, then there's the chances of it actually rallying up to somewhere, on the upper side of those ranges become increasingly likely. But at the moment, it's still very much unclear. And as we continue to get new highs on oil, I think it probably becomes less likely. But we'll definitely see what happens. The European indices were a little bit mixed. The FTSE closed down nearly, well, 3.5 points. It's at 43.55, and that's pretty much at the bottom of its range. And so is the CAC, and so are the DAX. They both closed up. The CAC was up 8 at 35.41, and the DAX was up 20 at 37.26. The DAX is actually inside. It was pretty much at the bottom of its range yesterday, so it's actually up a bit. It's pretty much the same story for pretty much all the indices now. They're all more or less at the bottom of the ranges, and they're all sort of feeling the price, or feeling the effects of the oil price. So we'll definitely see what happens. Looking at the government bonds, they're all pretty much the same. The treasuries, the JGBs, and the bunds are all more or less in uptrends, in greater to a greater or lesser extent, and they're all in sort of a step sequence, and they're more or less maintaining those very tight ranges in those steps. Currently, the Treasury is up. It's up 8/32, so it's up a quarter of a point at 111.02. The Bund is up a tenth of a point at 115.53, and the JGBs are up 0.07 of a point at 137.31. But that's pretty much it from me for today. I hope you're enjoying the commentary. If there's anything at all I can add, or if there's anything that you'd like to see on the site, just drop me a line and I'm happy to oblige. And thank you very much for listening.